This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
The best bits of Joy Drive.
Now, according to the CBC, it's been described as awful, a bit odd, and one of Charlie's mad recipes. And I'm referring to the dish created for King Charles's coronation. Well, what is it? And will Chris be eating it when he visits London tomorrow?
Gender, sexuality, and pop culture. There isn't much Lauren Rosewarne doesn't know. And if she doesn't, we'll make it up.
Good afternoon, Associate Professor Lauren Rosewarne.
Good afternoon, Chris, Warren. Thank you for having me.
Now, are we talking about a dish suitable for a fine dining experience?
No, it's an abomination, Lauren.
An abomination? Lauren,
yes.
I thought it was going to be cheesecake.
Well, sort of not so far removed from cheesecake. It's quiche.
Quiche?
Coronation quiche.
Are you serious?
Yeah, with spinach and broad bean and a bit of tarragon.
What?
Tarragon.
Spinach and broad beans. That's not selling it to me.
And tarragon, yeah. It can be served hot or cold and is relatively cheap to make. So it's an austerity dish as well.
Is that deliberate?
Financial crisis.
Yeah, so I don't think they could, for example, have whipped up something, you know, spatchcock, where you couldn't get it at your local supermarket. That said, I mean, there's not much of a tradition here, but when we go back to the last coronation in the early 1950s, the dish was coronation chicken. So it was a chicken dish in a kind of curried sauce to kind of honour India, and it could be served in sandwiches or in a salad. So I guess the fact here, it's a nod to Charles's interest in home gardening. It's a vegetarian dish that's been a little bit controversial, but it's also accessible to most people.
Look, I'm not a monarchist, but I must admit I do like the fact that King Charles is a bit of an environmentalist.
So. Yeah, and he's been talking about these issues since the 1970s, where, you know, long before it became mainstream and palatable to have these conversations, he was trying to. I mean, that's actually part of his branding as being a bit eccentric, is actually connected to him speaking about issues when no one else was.
And I suppose if we're doing these kind of big lunches, right, these big coronation lunches when we're out there, then a mixture of kind of a dish that can be served hot and cold actually does make sense if they're doing those kind of big street parties. I understand where that's gone.
Lauren, Chris is going to be landing in London when the coronation is on. He's going straight to the hotel. I reckon we challenge him to eat one of these quiches. What do you reckon?
I mean, it's the least he can do for us, because you and I aren't touching this, Warren. So Chris can give us a detailed description this dish.
My Instagram stories are going to blow up, is what I am
fantastic.
Saying.
Fantastic.
It will be blowing up after the broad beans, I can tell you that.
It's the truth.
There's been a bit of a fuss kicked up, hasn't there, online?
It has.
And it's not about the broad beans in the quiche. I actually don't mind the idea of broad beans in
the
quiche.
Broad beans are okay. I'm okay with that.
But it's about something else, isn't it?
Well, yeah, there's layers of controversy with this dish, but one of the central ones is the choice of having a vegetarian dish is seen to be a subtly woke move, as though a dish and a piece of food could be woke. Again, this is in line with the Conservatives calling anything woke, or that's a woke vacuum cleaner, and this is a woke dish apparently because it's not having meat in it, it's having, you know, it's heavy on the produce, which is seen to be somehow in line with progressive values.
And aren't eggs really expensive over there at the moment also?
Right, so that's another aspect. On one hand, you're saying that this is not you, but that the Brits are saying, or the monarchy is saying, that this is an austerity dish in the sense that it's not so expensive to make. But you've got half a dozen eggs in there. So that idea of eggs being expensive, eggs are actually expensive in Australia at the moment as well. I guess, though, still cheaper than meat.
Yeah, and it was interesting. I've just come back from 2 weeks over there, and there was they were literally just putting certain free-range eggs back on the shelf in the supermarkets because of an outbreak of bird flu.
Yes.
So hence why the price was outrageous. It was like story two on the kind of BBC primetime news.
Yeah.
We've had
expense here, but there, you know, it's been much more expensive because there's actually been shortages as opposed to just inflation.
Yeah, right.
Why didn't they go for something a little bit more multicultural?
Well, which actually was what they did in the 50s when they did that sort of Indian-inspired chicken. I'm not sure. I guess this seems very predictable in that cliche of white people food, as it seems to not have any seasonings, which kind of entertains me a little bit. But, yeah, you're right in the sense, though, if they did go multicultural, would you offend one group of people if you did, say, an Indian dish and didn't do something else? I think there's also a reminder, if we do pick a country that we colonised, perhaps that's not a nice memory to evoke.
Yeah, and it's interesting they go for savoury dishes too and not desserts. I would have thought for celebrations like this, it would have been a dessert, like a celebration thing that then becomes kind of iconic. But
like a pavlova.
I love a pav.
Yeah, so do I.
But then do we start talking about sugar consumption? And this is exactly right. There is a no win. But I actually thought this seemed like a very safe, perhaps too safe bet. And then I see them talking on conservative television about what a woke choice it was. Silly me for not realising that broad beans were the bean of the woke. So naive I am.
I love it. That's how they're going to market it for forevermore. The bean of the woke.
We're chatting with Associate Professor Lauren Rosebourne from the University of Melbourne about the choice of quiche for King Charles III coronation. Well, what happens over there? Will most people be making this quiche?
This is what the argument is that most people who do celebrate this event will be doing it at their own home. So it'll mean having something in the oven, doing a celebration at home, watching the coverage on television.
Right.
That said, though, some of them have said that this is a dish that you could actually pack and transport to a picnic. Given London's weather, I'm not entirely sure whether it will be picnicking weather, in which case you'll be eating your quiche in front of the television.
So, Lauren, do you think there are going to be quiche wars?
Well, I actually have seen people online already who've done trial quiches, because you don't want to risk it all, Chris, making one quiche and then finding it doesn't set. So some people have already said we've got to swap out the recommended pastry recipe for other pastry recipes because they're better. So already people are doing their own riffs on this quiche, taking the inspiration but jazzing it up a little bit.
I love it. Practice quiching.
Yeah.
Well, if you're taking your coronation quiche seriously, you can't just whip it up on the day. You have to make sure you've refined it.
I love it. It's like when you watch Bake Off and they've got the they've done the practice flans and over and over and over and over and over again. I love it.
But that seems sane to me. I always, if ever I've seen that show and people cook something, who's cooking a croquembouche the first time on television? You're an idiot who doesn't deserve to be on that show.
100%. I'm there.
Lauren, absolutely love it. We are going to hold Chris to account. He's going to eat one of these quiches.
We want photos. I want a photo with the fork in the mouth. No pretending.
No, I'm down. I actually do love a quiche. I hate
eggs.
I like a quiche too, I must admit. But a homemade one.
So there'll be quiche consumption. There'll be photographic evidence. I'll do a video.
You're doing it for the country.
I'm doing it for Joy 94.9.
Lauren, great to chat with you. We'll
talk to you next week. Thank you.
That's Lauren. Associate Professor Lauren Rosebourne from the University of Melbourne.
Joy Drive on Joy 94.9 FM in Melbourne, Joy on your digital radio, iHeartRadio, TuneIn.com or the Joy app, no matter where you are.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.